tuned to Radio Australia. It is time for our technology segment. We've got Maurice Misielowski in our studios, Business Futurist, of course, and you can find him at businessfuturist.com. Maurice, welcome.
Nice to be here again.
Nice to have you back. Now, some interesting stories on your burner today. What's Pinterest?
Yeah, Pinterest is one of those things. It's only been around for just under a year. It started in March last year. It's a new social media site. So it's not Facebook, it's not Twitter, it's not LinkedIn, but it's one of those. And it's destined to become, all the boffins say, one of the big hits. So what's its big difference?
Yes, I was just imagining. We've already got so many. Do we need
we
another
do.
One?
And could you imagine that something was missing in your life?
Oh, no. Well,
well 10 million people in under a year have decided something is missing from their life, and they're going into this. So Pinterest is like a big virtual pin-up board. It works in pictures. So what you're able to do is go through the internet as you find things, as you find perhaps it's a you're putting together a thought for how your kitchen might look over the next few years. You know, people put together a vision board for what things are. You go in there and you do a virtual clip. So you virtually cut it out and then you pin it to a pin-up board, which is in Pinterest. So Pinterest becomes your virtual pin-up boards. And people are putting in there all kinds of things. So cooking, travel, I mean, families, whatever it is. Mm. So little albums. And these little albums talk about what's important to them.
Okay, I had a brief look at the site. It's spelled, well, like the word interest with a word with the letter P in front of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And it's got all these columns, and it seems to be quite female geared. There's a lot of fashion stuff on it.
At the moment it is. Now, part of the reason, and this is not their reasoning, this is my reasoning, is that visual is still very much a female activity. Men aren't very visual.
Men don't do visual?
Well, not really.
I find that hard to believe.
Not to the same numbers. If you have a look at the psychology, we're not visual thinkers. We tend to be that more logical side. Not logic as in good or bad, but logic as in we don't see things in pictures. We just grunt and do.
So what explains, really beautiful woman passes by? That's visual.
Oh, it is. But that's a grunt and do as well.
Right.
Just a different grunt and do.
Right.
So it seems to, I mean, that's part of the male-female way of thinking. But you're right, 97%, because you have to join it through either Facebook or Twitter, 90% of Facebook's people that join are females.
90%?
97.
Wow.
According to Facebook statistics, 97% of Pinterest Facebook fans are women.
So what are they doing? Swapping recipes,
what they're
fashion
doing,
ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. They're putting together their thoughts of how things might be in an ideal world. And that's really my take on it again. They're putting together these beautiful visual boards that talk about how their home might be, or their kids might be, or the travel
new
might be.
New storage solutions for the house.
Exactly. All those kinds of things. Instead of putting together little bits of paper with words on it, they really are just doing this in a visual sense, and then sending it out to other people the same way they would in Facebook. To share this is what I'm thinking, and then other people can add their thoughts into it as well.
How do you control it in terms of, you know, how do you manage it so that you're seeing things that you're only interested in?
Yeah, it's exactly the same as every other social media. You join, so you belong to things that you want to belong. So everything's opt-in. So you'd become aware of something I might do perhaps, and then you'd opt in and you'd be able to see all of my Pinterest's boards and vice versa. So some of them are open to the public. Again, you choose whether you want them open to the public or not, exactly the same as any other form of social media. So you get to control all of the gates. What's interesting here is, as always for me, is this seems to be a new phenomenon. It's taken another evolution, and when it's come about, it seems obvious. I mean, a lot of the things we've done online have been about words. If you think about the Facebooks, the Twitters, the LinkedIns, they're all words.
You get to attach
a little picture, a little bit, but that's exactly it. You got to attach pictures and video. They were all after the fact. So what we were saying was they're great words, but yeah, we'd love to see something. And what this social media site did was the exact opposite. It started with pictures. It says this is all about the pictorial world, and everything that you collate is in pictures. So it may not seem earth-shattering in our conversation, but it's interesting in the evolution of what social media is becoming, which really is this phenomenon, being able to grab information, being able to put it somewhere, store it, and for it to be meaningful to us. And it's far easier to look at a picture, quite frankly, than to look at 1,000 words.
I'm just trying to figure out how this thing works, as opposed to, like, you know, with Facebook and a lot of the other sites. You do attach a picture with this one, don't you? I mean, in order to put on this pin board, this virtual pin board, and you want to put a photo on it, don't you have to attach an image? I mean, how does that work?
You do. So what you're able to do is to surf the internet. So when you join Pinterest, it's still invitation only, not hard to get an invitation. Just go onto the site, put your email address in, and normally within up to a week you'll get an invitation. If you know someone that's on it, ask them, because they have unlimited invitations. When you belong to that, you then get the ability to download another bar into your search engine. And in that bar, you have the ability then to clip your images. So any website that you go into, any image that you see online, you're able to clip that and automatically send it back to your Pinterest, automatically send it back to your vision board.
So kind of like still attaching an image, except it's made it a lot simpler.
A lot simpler. Right. And yes, we had all the bits and pieces. But again, it's a thematic board, and that's what's got people so excited about it. So have a look. It's an interesting adjunct, and certainly if you haven't heard about it before today, you'll hear more and more about it. The numbers are just growing exponentially on it.
We will watch Pinterest with interest.
Pinterest with interest. Well said.
iPad 3. Yes. About it. Well, there's been a bit of talk, hasn't there?
Yes.
Has there been leaks?
No. Well, you know, Apple's always this. I mean, Apple loves what we're about to do. And they make sure everybody around the world does what we do, and that's speculate. So it seems that, well, we know that every March or April there's an announcement of iPads for the last 3 years. The iPad is 2 years old in a couple of weeks. It seems around this time of year. So the betting is that Apple have put down March 7th as a date for a press conference. And it seems likely that that press conference will announce the Apple 3, the iPad 3.
Probably thinner, faster, speeds that you've never seen before, better camera.
Yeah, leap tall buildings, all that kind of thing, absolutely. So thinner we're not sure about. There doesn't seem to be much speculation. There was some thought it might go thinner. It most probably will by a little bit. Smaller is a really interesting one because there's been some speculation that we're going to get a 7-inch. So we'll get a smaller tablet as well as the size that we're normally used to. So that's a bit of a sideward bet. Maybe we'll see two versions of it.
Do you reckon there's a market for something in
between? Well, Apple and the phone manufacturers all believe that there is a market somewhere in the middle from the normal form factor that we're used to with the iPad and the other tablets, and something larger than a phone screen.
It'll be quite interesting to watch, and they haven't said anything else?
So this is all speculation. All right. So what we're told is that it will have the what Apple calls Retina, which is the really high display image. It's on the iPhone 4S at the moment. We believe it'll have Siri. So basically what we'll do is see the transfer of the iPhone 4S onto the iPad. We'll get all of those basic phenomenons. We definitely will get a faster processor because that's always about. It may be a bit thinner, but the speculation is the size will be the same. And the speculation comes from the usual source, which is the Chinese component manufacturers that over the last few months have been showing off the accessories, so the cases and things, and they all measure the exact same size as the old iPad.
Certainly not many people are talking about the iPhone 4. Does that mean it's gone away?
The iPhone 4S, the iPhone 5 will be out, I think, about 3-4 months from now. I think it'll be out somewhere around the middle of this year. It hasn't gone away. The press will come to talk about the iPad 3, and then we'll move on to speculation of the next piece. As we've talked about already, I think the next one will be an evolutionary piece. It will be an exponential jump from what the iPhone 4 was. It'll have the NFC. It'll have a whole lot of other form factors. I think it'll be smaller. It'll definitely be a much faster processor as well.
Okay, NFC is near field communication.
Yeah.
And what does that do again?
It basically connects you to the virtual world, meaning that you can reach out and pay for things with your mobile phone. You can reach out and get brochures. You can watch videos that's triggered off by you walking past devices. It basically goes out and hails things. You know, it says, Morris is here. Come and talk to me.
That brave new world. Now, you've also been looking at this other story, wondering whether there's alien life under the Antarctic ice sheet.
Now, I love this story. This is an interesting one. It seems a bit frivolous on the surface of it, but what's happened over the last 20 years is that Russia, America, and the UK have all been trying to drill under the Antarctic ice sheet. There's a really thick sheet of ice on top, obviously, and underneath they have discovered about 20 years ago pristine lakes. And the battle has been to try and get to those pristine lakes underneath, because what they're trying to find out is whether there is any life form under them, because obviously the sun's never gotten to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's oxygen because there's water. And what they're trying to understand is if there is life under that ice sheet, and we learn to find out where that life is, and if there is, it'll be singular cells, we're not talking about alien creatures, you know, there's no Loch Ness Monster under there that we're looking for. If we find that, we will most probably be able to use that information, that scientific knowledge, to then transfer that into space.
Okay, but I'm wondering, as a business future, as a tech commentator, is there a specific interest?
Yeah, there is, because what we're learning from it is, interestingly, how we mine in space. One of the things that we've talked about over the last 20 or 30 years is that eventually we will be mining on the moon and we'll be mining on one of the other planets. We can argue about that. I don't necessarily think that's a good thing, by the way. So this isn't me hoping it will come. Mm-hmm. It just is most probably where we will head. We will find some element on one of those rocks that makes it profitable, and then we will bring it back. So a lot of the technology going into this Antarctic ice exploration will be transferable for that purpose. But more importantly for me, it is the knowledge of what human beings might have been and where we might have come from. So an understanding of what it was that brought us to today. And that really is what we're searching for under this. It is the Holy Grail in many cases.
So looking to the future to hopefully find some answers about our past.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, finally, and very quickly, there's this other thing which is quite, I think, gobsmacking to a lot of people when but here it is, electric cars are apparently worse for your health than gas-powered cars.
There is, and this has a rider on it because it finishes off the sentence by saying at least in China. One of the things that we've known forever is, of course, electric cars, when they are on the road, produce less gas emissions than a normal motor vehicle. But in order to get it on the road, it requires a lot of energy. And in China especially, it requires a lot of electric energy, obviously, to make an electric car work. China uses brown coal to produce electricity, and brown coal is one of the dirtiest elements you can put into the atmosphere. The more electric cars they put on the road, the more energy they have to create, the more brown coal they have to burn, the more pollution they're putting into the atmosphere.
No, so, I would say at least in China. It is very worrying, and it sounds like what they're all they're doing is making pollution worse and moving it around, really.
Well, they're pushing
it. Cities,
yeah.
It's moving to the rural areas.
Absolutely. And the reason that it's China is because China, in one way, thankfully, has had such a huge uptake of electric vehicles. It's a place where electric vehicles, especially electric bikes, and motor vehicles, are sold very, very, very well.
Are they cheaper? I know pollution's a huge issue in China.
They're cheaper. They're also pushed by the local governments. They're seen as something that people want. So they've kind of got that next step. We grew up with gas guzzlers in the West. So we're kind of having to learn to get away from those and move towards an electric car. In China, for many people, a car is a new item. They don't really have that legacy of having oil. So to make a choice to go for something like electricity is not a big deal for them.
No, and it's cheaper, so why
Absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely. And far easier. I mean, obviously cheaper to run as well. So lots of great reasons to do it, and everyone's done it for the right reasons. It just is when you do the maths and you figure out how far you're pushing it back. There's also the notion of where the batteries come from and how difficult they are to produce and what they require from the environment to do that, and also the disposing of it. So it's all these notions. Now, for me, it's a question that I always raise with people, that we are jumping on electric vehicles and there is nothing wrong with them per se, but is there better technology around? It seems at this stage to be something that we are all chasing because we believe it to be the answer. But when you start to look at these kinds of elements of where the individual components come from, what's required in the energy to make the car work, even though our end goal is a great one, are we in fact doing ourselves a disservice by just looking at electric vehicles? And to me, the answer is yes. We need to be looking at a whole lot of other things that might be around, that might power our energy.
Okay, so China may just have created a bit of a monster here in terms of trying to address their pollution problems. They've just made it perhaps worse. But you're saying at least China, do we know if the electric car producers in other countries are doing this as well?
They are, but again, the electricity that's used in most countries, like Australia and America, doesn't come from brown coal. It comes from either water, from hydro, or from wind or other elements of it. Some of it's from coal, but not all, and that's the big issue. It's where the electricity is coming from.
All right. China may have to change a couple of things, the way it produces those electric cars. I'm sure the government is taking notice, at least we hope we are. They are. Maurice Michalowski, businessfuturist.com is where you can find him. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure as always.